Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I just want you to know I love you, and I'm so grateful. Some of you are so faithful to listen and to share your prayer needs and to pray for this ministry, and I want you to know I pray for you every day. Well, with the Lord's help, we'll wrap up the thoughts I want to share with you regarding how to keep standing when everything else seems to be falling down around you. And as I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we looked at that very familiar scripture, Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. And I'd like to comment a little bit on that verse. I believe with all of my heart that if we will take what that scripture is saying, that promise of God, as a fact, and get that word not only in our minds, which we understand and we can accept and we approve, but put it in our hearts, that this promise will indeed work together for our good, regardless of what it is. You know, sometimes the attack of Satan is not always bad. Oh, certainly the initial trial is bad to us. We want no part of it. But whatever the circumstance may be, whatever it is, it really brings us to a place of dependence on God, wherein God can work a miracle in our behalf. Our extremity is God's opportunity. And as you read the Word and find God performing miracle after miracle for His people down through the ages, beloved, I just want to tell you right now, if you're in the middle of a trial, if the battle is raging round about you, if it seems the storm's about to destroy you, look up. You have a divine right as a child of God to look to the Lord and expect from God a miracle in your behalf. He's not rationing them out. He's not short in power or in might. He loves you, and He's watching over you more carefully than you'd ever watch over your children. All God wants, all God requires, is that you look to Him for the victory. God has never failed to keep His promises. Remember that. And if you're trying to carry your burdens alone today, no wonder you're worn out and weary. What did Jesus say? Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You know, everything you're doing is sapping your own strength. You may think that you're very spiritual to let everyone think you never need any help, but beloved, there isn't a Christian alive today, or has whoever lived, that didn't need God's daily help and strength, or the help and support and prayers of those that cared for Him or her. The thinking of many Christians today simply has to be changed. We've seen so many who would just whine and whimper and blame God for their trouble, just like the world would do. You know, God has the power. Why doesn't He do it? Why doesn't He? Why doesn't He answer prayer? It could be the loss of a loved one, a financial trial, sickness, the loss of a job, a problem with a loved one. It could go on and on. However, if the child of God, if we'd spend as much time waiting on God for an answer and praising God for the work to be done as we do in bemoaning our situation, complaining about our plight, then we would see that God is right there. But our own unbelief, our own negative attitudes, our own self-pity is tying the hands of God where He can't do the work. James 4:2 states, the reason you don't have what you want is that you don't ask God for it. And even when you do ask, you don't get it because your whole aim is wrong. You want only what will give you pleasure. Or what do you think the scripture means when it says that the Holy Spirit, whom God has placed within us, watches over us with a tender jealousy? James 4:6 says, but He who gives more and more strength to stand against all such evil longings, as the scripture says, God giveth strength to the humble, but he sets himself against the proud and haughty. When you face situations, beloved, or find yourself in circumstances that you just can't handle, don't give up. Don't let the devil run you. Here are two things to do, and when you do them, you will still be standing up when the attack is over. First of all, call upon the Lord. Call upon Jesus Christ. Most people start to call on the Lord when they face a battle, but so many give up so quickly, and then they begin to blame God for their plight. When Peter was about to sink in the stormy sea, he called on Jesus. And what did Jesus do? He just said, well, you know, if you had faith and let him sink. No, he reached out his hand immediately and pulled him to safety, and they both went back in safety on the boat. And when it looks like you are about to sink in the stormy sea, that situation confronting you, just call on the Lord and he will save you. And then, secondly, claim the promises that God has made to you as a Christian. You know, now think of this, you may never have looked at it this way, but many times we transfer the worries in our mind into just a form of prayer instead of the words of ownership or claiming the promises of God. And my definition of claimship, if you will, or claiming what God has provided for us, is that a Christian, when praying, claims the promises of God for himself and in faith expects an answer. Trust that God loves so much that he will fight, he will provide, he will make a way. We hear sometimes a great deal about sonship, but we need to know about claimship also, if you will, claiming and owning the promises of God in a personal way, not just that God's going to do it for Billy Joe and Sally Sue, but that he'll do it for us, do it for you, beloved. And if you're facing a battle right now, if you have a need that only God can meet or supply, then claim his promise to provide for your every need. You know, praying for something and claiming God's provision are two different things. Jesus put it in these words, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. Now, that's Jesus speaking. Don't let what any preacher says cheat you or cause you to fail of the promises of God. Don't let them do it. Stand in faith on the word of God. That Greek word for receive really means received. It means the past tense. In other words, you're to count what you pray for already received, already accomplished. It has been accomplished in heaven. Remember when Daniel prayed, the answer was hindered 3 weeks. What did Gabriel said? He said, God heard you the first time when you called, as soon as you called. But the enemy, Satan, hindered and the answer incoming. So many times, if the answer is not immediate, just know there's warfare in the heavenlies. But just like God sent an answer to Daniel, he'll send an answer to you if you will stand in faith and in praise. In other words, you're to count what you pray for already received. You expect the work to be done because God's promised he'd do it. You know, he said, if you're a natural father and your natural son asks for food, will you give him a serpent? If he asks for an egg, will you give him, something dangerous? Of course you wouldn't. You will bless that your natural children. How much more will God do that for us? Jesus said in Matthew 28:20, and be sure of this, that I am with you even always to the end of the world. I just want to encourage you, beloved. You don't face your battles alone. Jesus is with you. Jesus stated in John 10:27-28, my sheep recognize my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one shall snatch them away from me. And as I bring this broadcast to a close, I'm just going to read a few excerpts from that beautiful prayer that Hezekiah prayed in 2 Kings, the 19th chapter. He was in a very desperate situation. I'm especially thinking of verses 10 through 35. I won't read them. But he says, In verse 15, he said, he prayed before the Lord, O Lord God of Israel, who dwells between the cherubims, thou alone art God, even thou alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Bow down thine ear. Hear, open thine eyes, Lord, and see. Hear the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent him to reproach the living God. And he says, you know, what they were saying is right, those adversaries. The Assyrians have destroyed other nations, other lands. They've cast their gods into the fire. But I beseech you, O Lord our God, save thou us out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only. Praise God. And then Isaiah sent a word to him, thus says the Lord of Israel, that which thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, I have heard. And what was the result of that? We see that God undertook in a powerful way that, verse 32, for thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into the city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with a shield, nor cast a bank against it. By the way he came, by the same he shall return. And he shall not come into this city, for I will defend this city to save it for my own sake and for my servant's sake. You know what happened? That prayer of faith brought in the night an angel of the Lord who smote in the Assyrian camp 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. So Sennacherib went back the way he came. Hallelujah. Beloved, God will fight for you. I pray the word of the Lord has been an encouragement to your heart. Sometimes, you know, we just need to stand together in faith, in prayer, and I invite you to write. Whatever you're going through, know that God is mindful of those needs. He knows exactly what is needed, what to do. Your mind may be perplexed. You might be in a state of confusion and anxiety. Lord, minister to those who are so embattled right now. And Father, if you're moving on them, give them the strength, the courage to write those few lines by email, by letter, and know, Lord, that they would know in their heart that the victory is theirs because you are Lord. I thank you for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, it's been a blessing to minister to you, beloved. It's always darkest before the dawning. Weeping may endure for a season, but joy cometh in the morning. That's my final scripture to share with you. I love you. Thank you for your prayers. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.